Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival and to this discussion following the performance of Pan Pot by the French group Collectif Petit Travers. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
Some of the faithful ones amongst you might remember two, Nicolas and Denis. So this, by process of elimination, is Julien, who we didn't see last year, and Aline on the piano. I don't know if you saw it last year, but it was a beautiful piece of chaos with buckets, water, and people sliding in the most incredible way over the stage of the Purcell Room. And then we did the post-show talk actually on the slippery floor. I think I had Wellingtons. I think if any of us thought that juggling is simply a skill, after seeing that tonight...
What is skill?
Skill. un métier, une... un talent. Good, right, I've got you. Un talent. But it is not un talent. It is an... Would you describe it as an art? Is that something that you've... I mean, I know last time we were talking, you said we're actually actors, we're not simply jugglers. So how do you feel about this statement that I've made? Do you feel it is an art, or speak to me on the subject?
I think for all of us, it's our work is about the scene. And so we work on different lines, like juggling, but also music and lights and presence and imaginary too. And we try to not to mix them, but to compose with all these lines to create duration.
Durée? Yes, the length, the duration of the piece.
The length, duration of the piece.
And when you said the scene, I think you mean the stage.
Ah, yes, the stage.
Yeah. So that was the first question, a resounding success, I think you'll agree. Now, you're going to ask the questions now, much better ones than mine, obviously. Could you allow me to repeat them? Because all these post-show discussions that have been in the programme so far are being recorded and then transmitted by theatrevoice.com. It's a website that specialises in theatre content, audio theatre content. So theatre.com if you want to hear yourself with one of your marvellous questions. So you say the question, I'll repeat it, and if necessarily... make a bad translation of it. Okay, so you stick your hand up, we ask the question. There's a hand.
I want to ask, how do you feel as an actor and as a juggler when a ball falls?
How do you feel both as an actor and as a juggler when a ball drops? When you drop a ball?
En anglais? Je peux répondre en français?
Can he reply in French? Yes.
Alors, les chutes, c'est quelque chose qu'on a un peu... Dès le départ, on savait que ça risquait de tomber. Donc,
they knew from the very outset that the balls were going to drop.
C'est très différent d'une fois sur l'autre. Ça tombe pas...
So each time they drop the balls, it's actually quite different.
Et c'est comme si on avait une écriture qui se tenait d'un bout à l'autre, dans laquelle il se passe des choses, et c'est un des intérêts de le jouer et de le rejouer, c'est que petit à petit, on rentre plus ou moins dans la fluidité des choses, même s'il y a une balle qui tombe.
So they have got, as it were, a score with the which goes from the beginning to the end, but things happen along the way. Balls drop. And now there's a discussion about the finer points to your question.
C'était par rapport à la présence et le fait d'être acteur ou comédien, c'est que, enfin, nous, on est parti vraiment de travaux de rythme et d'espace, de lancer des balles avec des trajectoires sur des rythmes bien précis, et que on pensait que la présence devait arriver de nos écritures, c'est-à-dire qu'on n'a pas cherché à jouer ou à inventer des situations, c'est toujours le jonglage qui est à la base de tout ce qui se passe.
So, replying to your question, the other part of your question about them being actors, their presence on stage is a function of the game of rhythm and space that they're creating through the juggling. So if they have a presence on stage, it's a result of what they're doing. They're not trying to invent anything. It's as a result of the things that they're doing. And it's rhythm and where it is in space. Right, next question. One, two, three.
Do they practice every day? And if so, how long?
Do you practice every day? And if so, how long?
We practice every day we play. each day we play, we practice before. Because every stage is different, the one of the other. And we took 2 years and a half, about 3 years, to create this show.
Wow. If you do drop a ball, Denis, I'll give you a chance to answer. If you do drop a ball, do you then find you don't have enough balls to play with? And do you improvise?
En français?
Non.
Alors, on essaye de rester au plus près de l'écriture.
Try to keep really close to what we've actually prepared.
Alors on essaye d'avoir le plus possible de balles sur nous dont on espère que vous ne les verrez pas.
So they tried to have as many balls about them as possible, but without you seeing that.
Et ce qui fait que s'il nous manque des balles, on en a tout de suite de nouveau une en très peu de temps.
Which means that if they do lose a ball in a very very short amount of time, they've got another ball to hand.
Et après, ben, en effet, ça peut arriver qu'on improvise un petit peu. On essaye de le faire le moins possible parce que aussitôt qu'on improvise, on se met en dehors de... Tout à l'heure, Julien a parlé de lignes. Et si on improvise, on a du mal, dans un temps direct, à pouvoir s'inscrire dans toutes ces lignes qu'on a prévues et qui sont dans la composition. Donc on a vite fait d'être hors sujet. Et de casser quelque chose.
So, back to the question of improvisation. They try and improvise as little as possible. Because Julien was talking about some of the lines, the trajectories of the balls. Now, if you... No, that's not what he means by line.
The line of composition.
What he?
Artistic lines.
Lines of composition. But you'll break the...
The line is different parameters on which we work to compose.
So a line is a different set of parameters with which they compose the work. But you lose that sense of line, like a written line, a verse. You lose that sense of line if you have to start improvising. So they try to improvise as little as possible. And you've got a question there, and I've seen a hand going up there and a hand going up there.
It depends on the parts.
Je répète la question.
Okay.
just in case you didn't hear the question, it's about the relationship between the music and the juggling. Which comes first? Which influences which?
Sometimes we when we started with the music, for example, the fugue.
The fugue.
The fugue. We wanted to work on the motif.
On the theme?
Ouais, voilà. Motive. and also for the last big part, we started to work on the part, different parts and things like that.
And sometimes we work in silence, just the rhythm of the juggling and the space, the direction, and we try to correlate it rhythmically or by the imagination of the music, something we found interesting. And also on something we composed on silence, Denis took some little piece of music and put a little piece of Beethoven, a little piece of Liszt, and mm-hmm. thing like that.
Do you want to say anything, Aline? She's already got one.
Je peux parler, voilà, effectivement, du fait que c'est pour moi d'accompagner des balles, finalement, des jongleurs, c'est un peu comme accompagner aussi un chanteur ou un instrumentiste.
For her, accompanying jugglers, accompanying balls, is a little bit like accompanying a singer or an instrumentalist.
C'est-à-dire qu'on va se, enfin, je vais me baser sur la rythmique des balles plutôt que la rythmique d'une respiration pour un chanteur, quelque chose comme ça. Voilà, ça va être, je vais me fier à la chute, à la gravité, à la retombée d'une balle pour en faire un rythme finalement musical.
So rather than following the rhythm of a singer's breathing, what she has to follow is the rhythm of the balls dropping into the hand.
Et donc, voilà, comme dans un concert avec un chanteur, en tant qu'accompagnateur, on va être au service du chanteur ou du jongleur, et puis on va essayer de rattraper quand il y a à rattraper, ou effectivement d'improviser un petit peu. Puis, voilà.
So just like in a concert with a singer, she's always got to keep up with the singer. So if they've got to go over a bit again because something's happened, well, she goes over a bit again.
Does she find that she has to be quite flexible then as a musician to adapt to any little changes that might occur on the night?
Est-ce que tu dois être disponible à tous les accidents et l'occasion qui se passe sur la scène?
Pas dans tout le spectacle, c'est-à-dire qu'il y a certains passages comme la fugue de Bach que je dois jouer du début jusqu'à la fin, et ça je me recroqueville sur moi-même, on va dire, et là je joue du début jusqu'à la fin quoi qu'il se passe sur scène.
I mean, there are certain pieces like the Bach fugue that she just plays from beginning to end, whatever happens.
Par contre, dans tout ce qui est montage, finalement, quand il y a des petits bouts de pièces, on a vraiment défini donc des signes, enfin des moments précis, des repères, et donc des fois je dois finalement jouer quelque chose à un autre tempo que prévu, ou même un autre tempo qui a été prévu par Beethoven à la base.
But there are moments where they've montaged a whole lot of small bits of music together. So sometimes, and they have little sort of key points, little repères, little signposts. So sometimes maybe she will have to play a piece a little bit more slowly than she did the previous evening.
Voilà, c'est un peu une réécriture finalement de pièces déjà écrites par d'autres compositeurs.
It's kind of rewriting of pieces that have already been written. Another question. Are we? Yes, there. And I've got you there, and then I'll think about the rest later. If you could choose, would you make people laugh or make people think?
It seems to be quite near when it's question of intensity and perceptions. So, love and think.
Right, and there was one, blue, yes, you, and then I've got you now. Did you understand the motifs are incredibly clever? Did you bring these idea motifs individually, or did you cook them up together? Did you create them together?
Est-ce qu'on l'a créé ensemble ou
oui. Exactement. Les petits bouts, oui.
Les petits bouts de, oui, je ne suis pas sûr d'avoir compris de musique.
You mean the juggling routines rather than the bits of music.
D'accord. Yeah. Ouais. Alors, en fait, ça dépend des choses. Il y a eu des choses... Il y en a un de nous qui a eu une idée et qui l'a proposée aux autres.
So it really depends. Sometimes somebody comes in and proposes something to the others.
Par exemple, la fugue, Nicolas a proposé qu'on place un motif sur le motif de la fugue.
So, for example, the Bach fugue that they've been talking about, Nicolas came in and proposed that they do something over that Bach fugue.
Et puis il y a des choses, on a cherché ensemble, on avait des envies plus ou moins abstraites et on a cherché comment ça fonctionnait ensemble.
But sometimes they have more abstract ideas and I think how can we make that work? How does that function? How does that work?
Voilà, donc il y a eu plusieurs cas de figure, il y a aussi eu le cas de la musique qui a fait que des fois il y a eu une écriture sans musique qui a été suivie de la musique qui a rebougé avec la musique.
Ouais. So then you've got the question of music. Sometimes there's been a piece without music, then the music comes along and that changes things a little bit.
Mais d'une manière générale, il y a quand tous les agencements ont fini par nous passer tous par se travailler à trois, au moins, ou à quatre quand Aline est arrivée, ce qui n'était pas le cas au début, mais.
But finally, whatever ideas come in, they all work on them together, including Aline. And yes. And then you, I promise. C'est encore une question de processus artistique. Est-ce que quelqu'un lance une balle et quelqu'un autre dit ah, « je dois être là » Comment ça se fonctionne comme processus de création dans le studio? Oh, I didn't say that in English, did I? In English, how does it work actually in the rehearsal studio? Does somebody throw a ball and say « I think you need to be over there to catch it » You get my drift? Right.
D'une manière générale,
he's going to answer the question first.
On a plein de noms différents pour qualifier toutes sortes de lancers très différents et chaque oui.
So they've got a whole lot of different names for different types of throwings of the ball.
Et chaque lancer est qualifié, quantifié avec une direction.
Each throw of the ball is calculated in terms of its direction, weight, speed. The whole thing is very precise.
Voilà, c'est toujours une question de perception, de mettre en rapport dans des durées des types de lancers, et c'est toujours le fait de trouver une perception particulière dans un enchaînement de lancers qui nous guide.
One of the themes that they've been saying, you might have heard that word perception. It's how you're going to perceive that particular throw, how long that particular throw might take.
Mm-hmm. Oui.
Okay. It's a difficult question.
On your first show, you work with the director, Christian Comin, and then the last two shows, you work without director. On the first show, you worked with the director.
But on these past two shows, you haven't worked with the director. Why that decision?
We didn't, with Denis, when we worked with Christian Coumin, we were not really satisfied of the way we worked together. He wants something. So we prefer working now with people close to us. On this piece, we worked with someone. We worked for 1 year and a half, about 2 years alone. And then someone came to watch and to help us to make the thing follow each other and say this one is too short, too long. We had someone who helped us by seeing what we had done.
Okay, the last question, and I've been promised it's a... No, sweetheart, that's the last question there. I'm really sorry. That's you. Okay, that's quite an easy one. How many balls do you use each show?
650.
650, and he's not telling a lie. This is meant to, this is turning into an epic, and I'm going to have to resist you, because otherwise we'll be here all night. If you want to ask them, buy them a drink in the bar. So thank you so much for staying behind. Sorry for all my mistakes. And thank you, Nicolas, Julien, Ali, Denis.